Oh, we're recording, right?
Yep.
Okay. So, all right. So we're in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Shabbos after a nice long Pesach sojourn, which was extremely enjoyable. And on to Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos, Shabbat, Perek Zayin. Okay. Halacha Aleph basically goes through, I'm not going to do the whole thing because it just goes through all of the different malachos, which we will cover each in their proper time. But I'm just going to read the first line. Malachot shechayvim elem skila v'karet b'mizid. So the malachos that we are obligated in skila, that we get the punishment of skila, or if it's, and kares, if it's done purposefully. O korban chatas bishgaga, or chatas if it's done accidentally. So here's the key point. Mehain avos, umehain toledos. So some of them, of these malachos, are paradigmatic cases, and some of them are derivative. Now the paradigmatic cases and the derivatives have application, as we're going to see, not in so far in terms of differentiating them. If one does multiples or within one mistake, or there'd be applications of it, but insofar as if one just does one, it doesn't make any difference if one did a paradigmatic case or if one did a tolda. The prohibition is exactly the same. It's a Torah prohibition. And the punishment is exactly the same. Okay. Then it goes for all of them, of which there are 39. And I'm not going to read through, but rather, as we go through, we will cover them. So this chapter goes through some a little bit more general principles. So starting with the first one, halacha base. Kol eilu hamalachos v'chol shehu me'inyanan. So these are the malachas, and anything which is of similar concept. Hein hanikrain avos malachas. These are what's called avos malachas. Kate said, "Hu inyanan? What is their concept?" So,
Chabad translates that as analogous activity.
Analogous activity. Okay.
Yeah. That's strange.
Yeah. Okay. I don't necessarily agree with that, but let's see. Echad Echol Rishon gives an example of sharing a concept with the first one, which is to say Harisha. So, what does it mean that it's a shared concept? Echad Echol Rish, whether one plows, in other words, it's called Harisha. The term
is called Harisha.
The term of the malacha is called harisha, right? Which is to say plowing. And plowing means, go ahead, Mendel.
No, go ahead.
So plowing, you know, means turning over the earth with a special tool, readying it for planting. No. But there will be other things which are included in plowing, in the concept, in the term plowing, even though they're not plowing, because they share the concept. Now, what is that concept? Echad acharesh, whether one plows, actually plows, o achofer, or one digs, o osecharitz, or one makes a little furrow. Harezav malach. All of these are a paradigmatic case of the malach. Shekol achas ve'achas, because each and every one of them, chafira bakarka, is a digging in the ground. Ve'inyan echadu, and it's one concept. So long as one is digging in the ground, that is plowing, because of the essence of plowing is the digging in the ground. Now, I would think it would have to be in a manner which improves the earth, and with the intent for improving the earth, but that he'll deal with in other contexts.
Just to interrupt, we're in Alicia Rebels will join the call. We're in Perek Zayin of Shabbos, who Halacha Beis.
Okay, so now he's going to give another example of this shared concept. Gimel. B'chein echad u'zari ezrai. So after plowing, so the malachas were divided up into various production processes. So charisha zriya ktsira imor disha zriya brira brira tchina harkada lisha afia are all the production of bread. Ziza liba niput tzviya tviya asias niran hansachas amzeich arigab tziya kshira hatara tvira kriya. Those are all making clothing. And there's one more. I think the other, but there's major production groups. So right now he's giving examples from the baked bread group. Gimel, b'chein echad ezari ezraim, so to one who plants seeds, o hanoteya ilanos, or who plants a tree, o hamavrich ilanos, or one who, how does he translate mavrich? Is that pruning?
Yeah, prunes trees.
Or he prunes a tree. O markiv, how does he translate markiv?
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. There's extends trees, and there's, okay, similarly, one who sows seeds, plants trees, extends trees, grafts branches to trees.
Oh, grafts, right. Okay, sorry. So extends trees. I guess, I'm not sure what extending a tree is. But grafting, obviously, is taking the living limb of one tree and putting it into another. Oh, a zomir, I think that's pruning. Or one who prunes. Kol echad mehen, kol elu abechad hein, all of these are one and the same paradigmatic case. Me avos malachas, of the avos malachas. Inyan echad, there's one underlying productive concept. What is that? Shekol echas mehen, each and every one of them, litzameach avar miskave, is promoting growth. So, in other words, when the malachos are paradigmatic, they're indicative of an underlying malacha concept beyond the particularities of the case which is used to indicate that underlying concept. So, even though choresh is in its particularity a plowing, it is not charisha, plowing is not the malacha, but rather choresh is the paradigmatic example which points to a digging, and I guess a productive digging in the ground. Planting, right, is a paradigmatic case also. It doesn't mean the particularly the activity of putting a seed in the ground, but rather putting a seed in the ground is the exemplar and paradigmatic case of promoting growth. So whether one promotes growth in a completely new entity of a seed, or one promotes growth in a sapling, which is a growing entity already, and one just puts it in a circumstance in the ground where it continues to grow, or one takes a limb and puts it into a living tree, in which case you're still promoting growth in that limb. Or even pruning, you're cutting the branches off of a tree, but that puts it in a position to grow better. In each and every case, one is promoting growth, vegetative growth, of something which is which acts which draws nutrients through roots in the ground. All of them are one and the same thing to promote vegetative growth. Okay. Dalit. V'chein echad ha'kotzir tavua. Okay, so after Harish and Sriya is Katsira. So another example of what is the underlying concept from the paradigmatic case. V'chein echad ha'kotzir tavua kitnios. So too one who harvests a grain or kitnios, which we should know what that is from Pesach. Oh, habotzir anavim, or one who gathers in or harvests grapes. It has its own name, but it's the same thing. We don't have, I don't know if we have this name in English. I don't know if we have differentiated names for harvesting different types of fruits. We just call, I think, all of them harvesting. But in Hebrew, there's different names for them. So anavim are, the harvest of anavim is called betzira, botzir. So too, figs have their own name. Oh, hagodir tomorrow. That's cutting down the dates. The figs. Oh, hamoseg zesim. That's harvesting the olives. Oh, haore te'inim. That's harvesting dates. We just, I don't know. The
Chabad,
has different...
Chabad writes it as the opposite.
What?
Chabad says hagodir tomorrow is dates and ha'ora te'inim is figs.
Okay, I'm not sure which one of those is correct. Maybe they're right. But whichever way it is, the it doesn't matter which the exact fruit it is, or vegetable or fruit it is. In any of these cases, that's ktsira. Kol elu av melachach asem. They're all one of melachach. Shekol echad mehem, each and every one of them, lakor davar migidulav mitkaveh. You are uprooting something from its natural growth, vegetative growth. Val derech zo.
Why does he add the word mitkaveh intentionally? Because that's a feature of Melechus Machsheva of Dr. Karakali.
Right.
So he says, before Shkolach Mem, let's some mock dover who miscave. Shkolach Mem, Lakor dover, Migidula, miscave.
Right. Now, what's interesting, I mean, that seems to be, that makes sense. What's interesting is the first one does not have it. Harisha does not have it. He doesn't say Lachbor Bakarka miscave.
Right.
Just Chafir Bakarka. That's something to keep an eye out for. My first thought, not that that's worth much, but just to get a hypothesis that could then be, something tells me we're going to move beyond this hypothesis rather rapidly, but just to throw out a hypothesis to begin with is that, it would seem the first thought on the matter would be, is that certain, what unites certain, that certain of the malachos existed in an abstract and certain are concrete. So Chafira Bakarka is much more concrete. It's an action. But Litzameach to cause growth is an abstraction. So it seems that it possibly that certain malachos, the unifying species or generic character of the malacha is a concreteness. It doesn't exist as an abstraction in the mind. What unites them is not an abstraction in the mind, but rather a concrete entity, namely a chafira, a digging. Which what unites them is removing certain details, namely plowing is a digging. It just has certain accidental details of being done with a plow. It's a digging with a plow. It's a digging with a certain character. But these are details in digging. So too, making a furrow, it's digging. So too, a digging is a digging. So what unites them is the unvarnished, undifferentiated digging. Digging is a digging. Whereas in the other ones, it's not that there is a unvarnished activity in the concrete removed from details, but rather the activity is something which is apprehensible in the mind. It doesn't exist as a concreteness. Causing vegetation is not a concrete entity. It's not a concrete act. It's an abstraction.
And Kathira? The
so soon? I thought it would get at least a couple minutes.
And Kathira, you're saying, no, it's the same thing. Because in other words, the fact you're plucking the thing off now, you're plucking the frigor date now.
Yes.
Because within your human conception of ripeness, or lahilaness, it's okay. I'm just.
There's what unites it is the removing of a thing from its vegetative source, not the physical action, because the physical action is a different kind of thing, but removing something from a vegetative entity is already an abstraction. That must be my first thought. So because, something.
You know, and I have a raya for you.
Go ahead.
See, by zoreya, by what they call sowing. If I prune, if I'm involved in Zomer, I'm cutting the dead or the dying or the non-ideal branches or...
That's right, or the things. Weaker ones.
Yeah, whatever. So that, on the surface, is identical to Katsira.
Right.
I'm cutting the branch. Yeah, no, I'm cutting the branch, Lashem, strengthening the plant organism.
Right.
While Katsira is, what makes it a cutting versus a harvesting? I'm cutting the fruit, because it's now Roy Lachilas Adam.
Right. Right. In other words, in the one case, I'm productively removing something.
It's not about the Misa.
You're right. As a concrete action, taking Zmira and Ktsira are exactly the same. The only difference is the intended thought.
Yep.
Am I producing a desired? Am I separating out a desired entity, or am I promoting growth? Exactly true. All right, gentlemen. Hatolada. All right. So the tolada. What makes the tolada? The tolada is.
Yeah, isn't it hatolada?
I'm just reading it the way the. Michel Mamre.
Yeah, by the way, Hatolada. Where would be the Noel Milron?
What?
How would you know that? But the thing that the Noel Milra.
How do you know it's Tolada rather than Tolda?
Oh no, Tolada or Tolada.
Oh, is it Tolada or Tolada?
Yeah.
You're asking? Typically in Hebrew it's tolad. It's the last vowel is the emphasized one unless proven otherwise.
So
tolada would be the assumed one unless there was some something to point you in the other direction.
And of course in the world of the yeshiva it's always
right, the exact opposite of the proper Hebrew.
Opposite of the rule. The tolda.
Right. I guess my suspicion would be in European languages, it works that way.
All right, good call. Anyway,
right. So it's the influence of the various European languages on the Hebrew, but Hebrew doesn't have a default of emphasis on the first verb vowel; it's on the last.
Right.
Okay.
Hola. Yemelacha.
I mean, it's very consistent. A chauffeur. Rather than shofar. Shofar.
Right.
So it's not that it's never.
No, generally no ra unless it's an exception to Noel.
That's right. But for the most part, it's Dan's on hold, Mendel. Can you bring him in? Mendel?
Yeah, there's nobody on hold.
He's in the wrong place.
He's probably back on my one. We went back and forth.
Do you have holds, Reb Rosa, also?
I guess I have, because I didn't start the.
Oh, that's nice.
Nah, he's on the wrong. Tell me wrong Mendel. We're back to Mendel's link. That's what we mean.
He was on a minute ago. He was on before. Okay.
All right.
Okay. So
Alicia sends he says there'll be some sound after the lamed as the shva is vocal. When the comments is on the right vowel, no idea. One second.
So we'll finish off the hey. Hatolada, the derivative. He hamalacha, hagdoma la'av me'elu havas, is the malacha, which is similar. So that would be analogous. Analogous is domeh. Domeh is analogous, which is precisely the point, is that what unites the different instances of the malacha is that they are essentially the same in concept. What differentiates them is that they are into being a tolada, is that they're analogous in some sense. They're not part of the same concept. And he'll show it exactly how so. So what does it mean to be analogous? Ketzat, how so? Hamchate chayarak matmat levashlo. When it cuts up the vegetable, I would assume here that means the leafy vegetable, a little bit to cook it. This person is chayav. Shizoham lacha tolidit tchina, because this malacha is the derivative of tchina, of grinding. Ah, so what's the analogy? Shatachin lokech gufichad mechalko legufim harbe, because one who grinds takes one body and divides it into many bodies. The chol said davar domelizet, anyone who does something similar to this. Hareze toledet tochein. This is the tolda of tochein. Okay.
You have to say that what makes it a tolda is that it's doing the same activity but to a different primary object.
A different what?
Primary object. Because I guess like you do tochein to a grain or whatever, now you're doing it to a yerek.
Right.
It's not its normal, it's not its principal expression of the tina.
Right.
Therefore, it's a lot of tefillah.
Right. Rabbi Rabinovich has several categories of tolada. He's a nice little piece on that.
Okay, good.
So
it'll be interesting to go through that because at first glance, it does not seem like grinding would resemble chopping a piece of lettuce.
No, chopping a piece of lettuce very finely, like very into small bits.
Even if you're doing it like that. I mean, if you in the typical case of chopping lettuce to eat,
you don't make it into a powder.
You don't make it into a powder. But also, what he's saying, according to Chabad, he's saying a person who cuts a vegetable into small pieces to cook. I'm not sure what practical case he would be talking about, really. If you're chopping lettuce for a salad, is that the same thing?
So like a parsley.
Yeah, like a scallion.
A scallion of parsley, you know?
Right.
While taking grain, or you take chunks of whatever, you do a mortar and pestle with it, and you break it down to little parts.
Yep.
Let's say you have a bunch of peppercorns, whole peppercorns. You put in the mortar, you put in the pestle, and you take the mortar and you smash it down. You're involved in toasting.
Question is, what would be the inyan? What would be the concept of tochein, which would be tochein? Would be the interesting question.
You mean the aver of the tolder?
What would be other instance? What would be the many instances of the av? Isn't that so simple?
Mm.
What meets the criterion? If this is an analogy, then what meets the criterion?
Right.
All right. But he's going to deal with each one in particular as well. This is just a generic one.
He's getting us into the subject here.
Okay. Gentlemen, I'll wish you a Shabbat Shalom. And we'll see you, God willing, on Sunday. Mendel, are you in touch with Sean?
Okay,
I'm going to be in touch with Sean. I'll ask him.
Okay. See you guys. Shabbat shalom.
All right, good Shabbos. Thank you very much. Okay, bye-bye.